on ABC Radio Darwin. I don't know about you, but I struggle with the ridiculous number of passwords I have. I've got one for social media, one for email, another for the work email, plus one for my computer access. I've got a password for my mobile phone, my online bank account, not to mention the kids' school reports, which of course you can now only access online. And yeah, you guessed it, I need a password for that as well. Ah, my brain is not large enough to remember them all. And it may sound counterintuitive, but there's now a pitch to ditch the password with you this morning on ABC Radio Darwin cybersecurity specialist Niall King. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We need passwords for security, don't we?
We sure do. You know, but a password alone is dangerous. As you mentioned, you have multiple passwords for multiple things. And now it goes on, how many passwords do you have to remember? It gets difficult.
Passwords, of course, were the ubiquitous thing 2 decades ago, but it's now 2018. I suspect that given how technology runs so quickly, that they are now quite easy to hack.
Yes, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the easiest way to get into somebody's account is obviously to if you get to know their password. And, I mean, the most common, worst-used password in 2017 was, amazingly, 123456. Can you imagine so many people are using that as their password to get in? The word password was the second most. It's unbelievable. So, of course, hackers can get in.
All right. So if 123456 was one of the worst passwords for 2017, followed by password, is it a case of making them more complex, which means better protection?
Well, not really. I mean, the fact is you have to have 2-factor. You have to have a second mechanism, not only the password, but something else. Remember what we use today in our ATM cards to get money from the cash machine. You physically have the card and then you enter in a PIN number. It's not just as simple as putting in the card. So it's the same idea. When we go to a website, you enter in your username, your password, and then there's some other factor, such as a phone call, an SMS, a security question. All of these things will help make it more challenging for the hacker.
You've just mentioned the 2 most common passwords for 2017, 123456, and the word password. I now just want to check if mine are any good or not. What are the top 5 passwords for 2017?
I'm laughing because number 3 is just a little bit more complex. It's 123456789.
Really?
Yeah. And then, of course, number 4 is the top 6 letters on the keyboard, QWERTY. And then number 5 is not so complex. It's just 12345. With actually a period at the end, yeah.
So if I had a combo of capital letters, numbers, as well as an odd word, that's sufficient?
Well, okay, so that makes it complex. That's great. But if you just only have the password and nothing else, then how, Lorella, are you going to remember that password? If it's complex, the chances are you're probably going to use that amongst various different websites. So you have to have something that's unique. And instead of having something that you must remember all the time that's unique, it's easier to go with some sort of a multi-factor authentication, such as an SMS, which will be a randomly generated number that you would enter in, or a phone call with some ID number or something. But something that you don't have to remember, but yet something that's unique to you.
I keep my passwords written down because I have so many of them and it is very difficult to remember the uppercase and the number and the letter combinations. And I wonder now, given that I am writing them down, that I've just reduced my security, I suppose, right there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like leaving the key to your front door under the doormat. I mean, that is the obvious place that people will look. So while you may have a complex password, writing them down is a problem. And where do you store it? Is it in a spreadsheet on your computer that if somebody gets into your computer, they can open it up? Or is it even on a post-it note stuck on the side of the monitor?
ABC Radio Darwin, are you nodding your head? 1-300-057-222. How about you? How many passwords have you got? Do you write them down? Are you worried about how effective the security of those passwords are? And do you have them for multiple different sites? I admit that I am one of those people. I only have as few as possible, which is probably about 8 passwords, different passwords. 0487-991057. Let me know how many passwords you've got. I don't want to know the password because that's awkward, but let me know how many have you got. It's a curious thing with you this morning, cybersecurity specialist, Niall King, talking about, are the days of the password numbered? Literally. Is there a more unique way of having peace of mind? Now, if not for the password, what are some other ways that you can secure your social media, your bank information, etc., etc.?
Well, something that's unique to you, a fingerprint. That we use that all the time on our smartphones today when we need to open up the smartphone. That alleviates the fact that if the phone is stolen, somebody else cannot get into it. And it's the same type of mechanism when you're logging into a website. It might be the fingerprint that your computer can read, or it could be, once again, some other mechanism to make it unique to you.
But then do we have to wait, for instance, for the bank to also get that technology or the email to get that technology where you can have your thumb scanned?
Well, I mean, businesses are now requiring that they need to have, you know, identity and access management solutions, that they can reduce their risk in being attacked. And their risk in being attacked will go on to multiple things. They would lose business. So businesses today are now becoming stronger in providing technologies that make your data secure.
What about something like facial recognition? How far away is that type of technology?
That's very much there. I mean, facial recognition has come a long way over the last couple of years, and even the latest smartphones have facial recognition available on them to open up the phone.
I wonder how far away the inevitability of having some sort of personalised microchip inserted into your wrist or your forehead is.
Well, I'm sure the technology will decide if that's going to be the best way or not, but maybe we're not too far away from that.
Now, how many passwords have you got?
I try not to say. It's one too many, I can say.
Niall King, cybersecurity specialist. Let's ditch the password. Thank you.
Thank you.